Now, there's quite a fever about Strictly Come Dancing every year, and a lot of people like to get dancing. But if you're blind and partially sighted, it can be difficult getting an accessible class. Padma Sherian lost her sight 21 years ago, and she is busy conducting ballroom dancing classes, Tai Chi and yoga. Hi, Padma.
Hello.
How did you get into the ballroom dancing then?
Well, my campaigning cooled off a bit with RNIB. Campaigns is not very active, so I wanted some more activities. So I looked for a gap in the market, sort of, so to say. And there was a need for yoga. So I like keeping fit and having fun at the same time. Going to gym is a bit boring. RNIB volunteer used to come to help me with the computers, you see. And he was away for some time. He said he was doing yoga teacher training. Oh, I said, can you help us then? So that's how we started the yoga group. It was 2017, January. But then, unfortunately, he has to move out of the area. So I'm looking for another teacher now. And then I was doing Tai Chi because I had problem with balance, with sight loss and hearing loss also. So Tai Chi has been helping me quite a lot. So I thought there must be other people like me. So we started Tai Chi group, and it is a great success. And now somebody suggested, why not ballroom dancing? Because it is an activity which keeps you fit as well as having you have fun doing it. So we started, that is 2017, we started. It's a great success.
Is there an age limit, do you think, for getting involved in these classes?
No, there is no. We have a 30-year-old and a 90-year-old.
Wow.
And in between.
So tell us a bit, I mean, what are the challenges of learning to ballroom dance when you have little or no sight?
Because we can't see the steps. So our teacher, we have an excellent teacher. She understands the needs of the visually impaired, and she talks us through the steps, which helps. And that's why I need sighted helpers, you see. They lead us. So it helps quite a lot.
Now, most people are thinking, you know, when it comes to retirement age, I'll take it easy. You seem to have got busier.
I'm in my 80th year this year, and I think today's 80 is yesterday's 40.
Yeah.
Today's 80 is today's 40, bro. Whatever it is.
I know what you mean, yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm hoping for that, Padma. I'm hoping for that. So what kind of feedback do you get from people that come to your classes then?
Excellent. They want, actually, we have only once a month class, but they want fortnightly or weekly. The trouble is, unless I get enough volunteers to bring members in, and, well, there are so many factors, really. Unless I have enough numbers, it doesn't make viable, does it? I'm waiting for some kind donors to give me some money to bring members in.
Right, so for people to want to get involved with this, then tell us about the benefits then. If I was to come to your class, I've got macular disease.
Yeah, so have I.
Right, and as you've mentioned, balance can be a problem, and also orientating myself. So what would be the benefits for me, do you think, getting involved with ballroom dancing?
You see, with ballroom dancing, unlike country dancing or line dancing, my partner leads me, and that helps, you see. I couldn't do it free on my own, independently, like line dancing, but here, my partner leads me, which helps.
Gives you a reference then, doesn't it?
Yes.
And do you think it helps in confidence, building confidence?
It does enormously, I should say. Yes, it does. I know I'm taking steps. My partner is leading me and I'm taking steps right. It helps to build confidence. It should do.
And have you had some benefits since you've been involved with these activities?
Yes, people, so many people say thank you. And it sort of boosts my ego, if you like.
What about health-wise, though? Do you think it keeps you fit?
Yes, it keeps fit. It keeps us fit and have fun at the same time.
And I suppose you're also raising awareness about sight loss by doing
this. Yeah. Yes. Because we need sighted helpers, some of them, they have never worked with visually impaired people. I said, come and try us. You know, then awareness, yes, we want to raise awareness. Because it's unseen disability, you see.
And you're very keen, as you mentioned, on the campaigning.
You see, we have a big shopping centre here, They have facilities for the wheelchair users and the hearing impaired and parents with buggies for children, but there is no help for the visually impaired. So I'm all that I want, I'm asking them for technological solution to tell me which shop I'm going past. And I have been campaigning for 3 years.
And is that system up and running now?
Not yet, no. You see, the beacons, they have spent a lot of money, put beacons, but they are not working properly. But I have found an app now, AIDI, which is excellent, which doesn't need beacons. So I'm trying to persuade them to let us use AIDI app.
So do you use your smartphone then with technology?
Oh, yes, I do.
How important
is
that?
I'm not very good at it, but I do.
It's amazing how you can use the, you know, you've got a phone now that does so many things for you.
It does, yeah.
And I think for those of us in the blind and partially sighted community, I think this technology has been a real godsend, hasn't it?
That is it. You have hit the nail on the head.
Mm. So getting back to the dancing.
You see, I'm asking council to provide us with accessible venue and which is large enough for our ballroom dancing at an affordable cost. You see, the higher costs are so high.
So what have they said to you?
Well, I keep pushing them.
Because you're down in Milton Keynes.
Milton Keynes is very good. They have provided community rooms, but they are not on bus routes. See, venues have to be accessible for blind people.
Yeah, so you need a bit of a conversation about this then.
Yes, keep nagging the councillors.
Yeah, but so the more people that are interested in this, they can add weight to your argument then?
Yes, they would do. So I'm asking for support for my campaigns.
Okay, so you're based in Milton Keynes. How do we get involved with the campaigns with you?
Well, I was working, when I lost my sight, I got involved with our local blind association, set up a walking group. But I didn't get much support then. So RNIB campaigns was very attractive. I can do campaigning on my own. So I started that. But our present blind association, Bucks Vision, is supported by RNIB and they are excellent for support. So I started so many groups now. Now I'm thinking of setting up a technology group. Hopefully by spring we'll have a technology group starting.
Well, it's great. And a lot of these things need word of mouth, don't they?
And also support from our blind association. They are very good. Bucks Vision are very good indeed.
So is it Bucks Vision?
Bucks Vision is our local blind charity.
So if you would like to get involved with Padma and find out more about these classes, then get in touch.
Please, yes.
Padma, do you have an email address that we can contact you?
Yes, please. Yes, I have. It is pscheriyan@gmail.com. All lowercase. I want ballroom dancing classes nationwide.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic ambition to have, Padma, and you sound really, really fit with it.
Yes, well, I'm hooked on it now. It is so much fun.
Well, Padma, it's been an absolute joy to chat with you, and we hope you get some volunteers and some people to help you build your classes. Padma Cherian, thank you so much for chatting
with
us.
Thank you for having me.